In this ASI cast, Robert Farazin, who set up TV Beat some 4 years ago, outlines to Richard Marks how the company has been progressing. TV Beat provides live TV ratings in real time, a service that has many applications for broadcasters and advertisers. Whilst set-top box data remains the main source, Robert explains how increasingly data is drawn from a wide range of OTT service providers, including those broadcasters seeking a closer understanding of how their players are being used.
Well, thanks, Robert, for joining us. Now, some listeners may remember TV Beat from past ASI conferences. I think you had a stall in Venice where you were speaking to delegates. But for those of you who didn't get a chance to speak to you, can you give me a very quick sort of elevator pitch on what TV Beat does?
Yes, for sure. So TV Beat is a real-time advanced TV audience attribution company. And what we do, we empower TV programming distributors and the broadcasters that they can position their cross-screen audience data as a core asset for internal business cases and external business cases, which are usually to actually really empower them, enable them, that they can use this data against media agencies and advertisers to make smarter TV advertising decisions.
And so that obviously that involves return path data from set-top boxes or more general sources of data?
So we as a company, we are really focusing on the TV ecosystem. So set-top box data, let's say, are the main source, the largest source, but not the only one anymore. I mean, in the last years, the OTT space, OTT players are accelerating really fast. And we, as a company, also ingesting more and more OTT providers, or they are pure OTT companies, or they're actually, let's say, players from the broadcasters.
Okay. Now, this year, you launched a new service in the UK for Freesat that got some coverage in the trade press and certainly came to our attention on the ASI website. Now, as I understand it, that provides live TV ratings in real time. Can you give us an idea, as much as you can, obviously, allowing for commercially sensitive information, but can you give us an idea of how the data is gathered, and also I'm particularly interested in how Freesat access the results that come out of the system?
Mm-hmm. So as a company, we usually integrate the data on the two ways. So most of the integrations, actually, what we see is that, 4 years ago, for example, companies had huge problems how to collect the data from different devices. We see that actually this is not so big problem anymore. So most of the time, broadcasters and TV distributors, they already have the data somewhere in the data warehouse. So in that case, we then just take the data from the data warehouse in the raw format which they have and then ingest in our system. And specifically in case of Freesat, we actually ingest the data directly from the device. So when, for example, their subscribers, the users of their set-top box, which they opt in to actually, to be part of the audience measurement, when they push the remote control, this information goes real time. It's like really 200 milliseconds delay only, goes directly to our system, and then we display also this in real time. So we process the data in real time. We do all the statistical modeling like zapping, weighting, capping, and then present the data in our dashboard. For example, one of the really interesting cases is that the broadcasters who are creating news, they love real-time ratings. And what they do with that is that, for example, they analyze how viewers are watching their news at 1, at 3, and 5 p.m., and then they optimize the news, the shows, actually the whole content flow for the primetime news. And on that way, they increase the rating of the primetime news show, which is the primer show for them. That's, for example, one of the examples how we see that broadcasters are leveraging the real-time data.
So the data itself in this instance is coming not from the set-top box. It's coming from effectively analyzing remote control activation, is that correct?
Maybe I just mentioned wrongly. So when the viewers are actually switching the remote control, Then, of course, this information go to the set-top box, they switch the channel, and then set-top box send this information to us, not the remote control. So we are getting all the data from the set-top boxes in case of FreeSat.
Okay, so this is coming from FreeSat boxes that are connected to the internet, effectively.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly.
Okay, gotcha, gotcha.
The only condition which we always have to, for any, let's say, device we connect is that that it's connected to the internet, of course, because otherwise we cannot get the data.
Now, the only reason I mention that is I have come across in the past some systems that people were investigating that were literally interpreting remote control intercepts, but I think that was found to be very complex to work out where someone had been as a result of what buttons they pressed. But so that makes a lot of sense. You mentioned gave an example of news channels using the data. So do I take it from that FreeSat is sharing the real-time data with the channels that are carried on their platform?
Yes. So it's very interesting cases that FreeSat is willing to share the data with their broadcasters. We are empowering them and we are actually helping them to monetize this data on the market. Yes.
Because one of the debates that we've had at ASI when we've been talking about real-time ratings in the past, and it's come up primarily as a result of Ibope in Latin America, who've had live ratings for, I think, a couple of decades now, because their people meters were connected to the telephone network. So they were able to deliver, uniquely, they were able to deliver TV ratings in real time, was that a lot of South American TV was live, you know, like news or variety shows, so they could intervene and actually take action as a result. But the impression that we got from the debates was that a lot of broadcasters were wondering how much use they would make of live ratings, because an awful lot of television they can't do anything about. If a football match is on, you can't alter the result of the football match based on the live ratings, or a drama or something. So I'm interested in examples of how people are actually using the data.
Yeah, so we see actually a few, let's say, cases of using that data. So on the live side, I think is, you know, the example which I mentioned regarding the optimizing the news, the content flow of the news, and then increase the, and based on that information which you get during the daily episodes to really optimize the news in the prime time and increase the rating of that. So that's a very common actually case which we saw now across all the countries where we empower them to use the live rating. But where we actually see now more usage of the live rating is that, you know, when you actually want to do sequential messaging on the advertising place, you can, for example, we would also provide you all the information about the ads in real time. So then, you know, these households who were actually seeing some ad will be able to be retargeted on other devices. That's another case regarding the real time. But where we are actually more excited about the, let's say, RPD data, not only FreeSat but broader across different countries, is that, you know, we see the granularity of that data, and with the granularity, you get a lot of really great benefits. So you can really understand the niche content. You can really understand the niche audiences, which are, you know, around on the different channels watching different content. And this is something which was actually people on the people meter cannot do that really well, because, you know, when you actually cluster a little with one dimension, maybe you already come to the zero rating, which then doesn't give you any information. But when you have so granular data sets, you can create really interesting custom audience segments, analyze them, and then actually, you know, monetize these segments more efficiently.
So in terms of how you mentioned some of the broadcasters using the FreeSat system, how are they accessing the data? Are they literally getting a dashboard that's pumping the data to them this is going to be tricky on an audio podcast, so this is going to challenge your descriptive abilities, but what are they actually seeing? Are they seeing, like, effectively, you know, it conjures up visions to me of a line that's moving across the screen, going up and down in tandem with what's being broadcast? Is that what they're actually getting?
So the broadcasters can get two things. First, yes, they get a web-based dashboard where you can actually, you know, do you can see everything in real time. But second, you know, you can see actually, let's say, very similar that maybe TechEdge, you know, people in that industry are quite used to TechEdge. I would just say that we bring the more granular data into our tool. And second way, how they can access the data is, and this we are now opening now to the customers, they can access it through the API. And this is becoming very important because on top of our system, they started putting ad servers, campaign management tools, and they can query, you know, our system directly through their third-party tools, which they use to run their business more efficiently.
Mm. So on an average day, roughly how many Freesat boxes are you reporting information from?
So in average day, we are getting the data from around 50% of connected boxes, a little less because we got the opt-in from so much of them. So in the, let's say, the absolute number, these will be around 100,000 connected boxes.
Mm. So as you say, that's a pretty granular data set to be delving down into. And sorry if I'm asking too many technical questions, but it's quite fascinating to me. How real time is real time? What is it, a few seconds lag, or are they getting a rating every minute? How much of a lag is there between the gathering of the data and it appearing at the Freesat headquarters on their software?
So we get the data in the seconds after it was pushed, and then we display the rating every minute.
Yeah. Okay. So at the end of each minute, they're getting a summary of what's happened in the last minute.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. That's fascinating. And you mentioned you're involved more widely in not necessarily always real-time set-top box in terms of processing data. You'll be aware that one of the big discussions that goes on in audience measurement circles is the integration of set-top box data with currency measurement systems. Have you got any involvement in that process in terms of what's variously being called integration or fusion?
Yeah, so what we did already in three countries up to now, we integrated several RPD data sets and fused them together. So we merge, let's say, several different TV distributors and create one national data set. In one another country, now we are actually integrating also the OTT data together with the linear RPD data. And in one European country, I cannot mention it yet because it's not public yet, we are actually also doing a trial where we are integrating the RPD data with the currency data.
Oh, fascinating. I just wanted to, I'm conscious of time, so we're going to have to wrap up, but we were originally going to be doing this call with you while you were at the IBC in Amsterdam last week. So I just wanted to, and I'm conscious of time, just in a couple of minutes, what were your overall impressions of IBC? What were the hot topics people were talking about when it comes specifically to TV and data?
I mean, what I found really fascinating, especially, you know, I started this business 4 years ago, and I'm clearly not convinced that I started too soon. You know, I was too early on the market. What I see now is, you know, people really not only talk anymore, but they're actually really, really executing on the data strategies. You know, I saw so many broadcasters thinking how they can actually, you know, analyze their player data. You know, they have so many their viewers using connected devices, watching their players on any device, any screen. They want to analyze, they want to understand this better. They want to use this data, you know, to actually position this data better against advertisers or agencies. Then, you know, they're very interested to fuse this data with their RPD data. So what I saw actually this year is that it's a lot of projects already going in that direction, a lot of platforms are becoming broadcasters. A lot of broadcasters are becoming platforms, which is very interesting. You know, fragmentation is growing and will grow, which I believe is good for us. It's a little harder for the currency industry. But so I think I see a lot of excitement about the data now and actually using it, not only talking about it anymore.
Yeah, it's interesting that over the last decade, the the whole area of data has moved from being something that was effectively a bit like a referee in a football match that this judged people's actions to actually moving to the very centre of how broadcasters and content owners and advertisers are taking decisions in the first place. So that's certainly an impression we get from conversations at the ASI. So, well, thanks for that overview of what you're doing. We look forward to speaking to you in the future about how things are developing. And I'm now going to hand back to Mike in the studio to wrap up.
Thank you.